Conquest, a program on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is IRIB English Radio. I'm with the Conquest, and here in the studio, I'm with Brother Habib, and I'm Hadi Saravi, your host for today. First and foremost, I congratulate you, dear audiences, for the for this great and special day, the birth of Hazrat Masuma, peace be upon her. And here in the studio, we're going to talk about Surah At-Tahrim. Your dear audience, you're going to hear some special words from us, and then I hope we have a great discussion together. Okay, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for having me. It's always an honor and a pleasure. Again, we would like to congratulate the dear listeners on the birthday anniversary of Lady Masuma alayhi salam, waliyatun na'mah, the owner and reason of our blessings. We have witnessed it, we have felt it while living in Qom. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we get closer to her and her family, and close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah, I hope that we have a great discussion together. Okay, so let's take a short break by listening to some the first verses of Surah At-Tahrim, and then we come back and we have the discussion together.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
يا أيها النبي لم تحرم ما أحل الله لك تبتغي
Prophet, why do you prohibit yourself from what Allah has made lawful for you, seeking the approval of your wives? And Allah is forgiving and merciful.
So we're back, and this is IRB English Radio. I'm Hadi in the studio with Brother Habib. We're going to discuss the Surah At-Tahrim today together. And I hope you, dear listeners, stay with us and enjoy this time together. Okay, so let's begin by asking this question about the place of revelation. Where was it revealed to Prophet Muhammad?
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Previously, we talked about how to indicate whether a chapter was revealed in Mecca or Medina. There are various, we could call them context, evidence that are put forward to prove whether the verse or chapter was revealed in Mecca or Medina. Here, in Surah At-Tahrim, when looking at the contents of this chapter, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to the Prophet and talking to the believers about his wives, talking about Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi Amunkar, forbidding what is prohibited and ordering what is good. And these kinds of speeches and talks and addresses are actually after Mecca. These are usually found after Mecca, especially when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the wives of the Prophet. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, during his time in Mecca, during the beginning of Islam, he was married to Khadija and Khadija only. And before moving from Mecca to Medina, he married a wife before moving to Medina. So therefore, we state that this chapter is considered to be a Madaniyan chapter. Suratul Madaniya.
Okay.
So therefore, this chapter is Madani, as you will see throughout the verses, inshallah ta'ala.
Okay, yeah, and also help us understand the name, the meaning behind this Surah At-Tahrim, or this chapter.
So the word At-Tahrim is mentioned in the first verse, where it states, Lima tuharrim, why do you forbid? The meaning of Tahrim is to forbid on oneself, or to forbid altogether. So because the first chapter, the first verse, is talking about a prohibition that the Prophet ﷺ put upon himself, the chapter got its name from that. So that's the naming of this chapter.
You're listening to Conquest. This is IRIB English Radio. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back after this short break. Please do stay with us.
إن سألتم عن إلهي فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
This is Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your questions pertaining to the Noble Quran. We'd be delighted to have your comments about the program. Just search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
We're back. This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Quran Quest. We're going to talk about the first chapter with Brother Habib in the studio. Okay, so the first chapter, and help us understand the meanings behind it. There are some parts, some words in it, and then let's start by this chapter, and after that we're going to talk about the next parts.
Inshallah ta'ala. So the first chapter goes by, O Prophet, why do you prohibit yourself what Allah has made lawful for you, seeking to please your wives? Here there are two interpretations or reasons of revelations that are mentioned by the interpreters or mufassirin of the Holy Quran. Mm. The first one, both of them are kind of, you know, near to each other. Mm. The first one, which is the more mainstream one, is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi was at Hafsa's house, the daughter of Umar ibn al-Khattab, who was known as the second caliph. And it was her night. And he was with her. She asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi that she go to her father's house to, because she had some occupations or tasks. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam let her go. So during the time, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi called for Mariyat al-Qutbiyya, Ummu Ibrahim, the mother of Ibrahim. And he had a relationship with her. He had the relation with her in the house of Hafsa. So Hafsa found out and was unhappy about the situation. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I will not go into relation with Maria anymore because of this, you know, situation. So he prohibited having sexual relation with Maria al-Qutbiyya.
And there's another story behind it, and it's about the honey,
second,
is it?
The second one, yes. This is the second interpretation of wisdom revelation. This second one states that Aisha and Hafsa came together, and they saw that the Prophet was drinking or eating at the house of Zainab or Maria. Different reports and narrations. And they saw him drinking a honey drink. So they decided that when the Prophet comes to them, they would say, what is that smell? We are smelling a bad smell from you. So the Prophet went to Hafsa. She said that, what am I smelling? I'm smelling a very bad smell. Same thing with Aisha. She did the same thing with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam said that, I'm not going to drink any more of this honey drink anymore. I'm not going to eat honey anymore. So the Prophet harrama, prohibited upon himself to from drinking any honey drink. So this is the, you know, context of it. It's very important to, for the first interpretation that we gave, to know who was Mari al-Qutbiyya. Mari al-Qutbiyya was sent by an Iskandarian ruler from Egypt to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi at the beginning of Islam, when the Prophet sent him the message or the call of Islam. So the man sent him Maria and Shirin or Sirin. Sirin, of course, got married to Hassan ibn Thabit, the poet of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi. And Maria got married. There's actually a debate whether she got married or not, or she remained as a gift, or as they call it, or concubine, which means a mistress or a lady that is usually with a man for sexual relations, which has lower status than a wife. And of course, this is the same hukm or the same judgment as a jariya. Or a female slave. So she was with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, and the Prophet had, you know, this relationship with her. Some say that no, she was actually the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, one of the wives. Anyways, she was the mother of Ibrahim, the Prophet's son, who only lived for 18 months. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi used to say that my son, this boy looks a lot like me. He used to love him, and then when he passed away, he cried when he buried him. And historical records are out there and clear about this situation. So this is Maria. We have Hafsa, who was the daughter of Umar ibn al-Khattab, and we have Aisha, who was the daughter of Abu Bakr.
So I have a question to ask, but before that, let's take a short break. I want you, dear listeners, to stay with us. This is IRB English Radio. If you're listening to Quran Quest, please stay with us. We're going to take a very short break, and we'll be back.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
This is IRIB English Radio. We're back. You're listening to Quran Quest. I'm Hadi Saravi with Brother Habib in the studio. And I had a question, and it was somehow something which is, I think, to myself, it's very important. Maybe it's important to our dear listeners. Why the first chapter starts with this verse? What is the importance of it? What is the message it has for us?
Here we could take a couple of notes from the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and telling him that, why are you forbidding something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made permissible for you? This really comes to us that, what is the sunnah? What is the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we should be following? We should not prohibit things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for us legal and permissible to do. For example, marriage. For example, eating good food. For example, wearing good clothes. Because there is this kind of, you know, Sufism doubt out there that believers or people who are close to Allah stay away from eating meat. They stay away from, for example, wearing good clothes. They stay away, for example, from putting on perfume. They stay away from having sexual relationships. This is wrong. Why? Because this is not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited on us. It's the opposite. It's even more than that. It is recommended that we do such actions. So the very beautiful, you know, lesson we could take from this is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us that I put the limits, you follow the limits. Don't reduce on yourself. Don't limit yourself more. I have put the limits upon you, and you know you should follow them. And don't worry about whether people are going to like it or not. The limitations that I put are from an all-wise.
And also it has a message, I think, and I want to know your thoughts. The Prophet Muhammad here is he's not a very, very ordinary person. He's a leader. Or he's a messenger, the messenger of God. And then it has a message for the leaders too. Isn't it so?
To some extent here, I don't see like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking to the Prophet as a leader here. I see him talking as a human being.
Uh-huh.
In this situation precisely.
Okay.
So here, like, you're a man, and you know you have your rights, your sexual rights. You have your, for example, if on the second interpretation of reason revelation, you have the right to eat whatever you want to eat. That is under the limitation of Allah and regulation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mm-hmm. So here it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling him that, you know, you should don't seek the satisfaction of your wives in limiting yourself. Be open about it. Don't worry about it. So this is kind of like the message that is out there.
Okay. So,
of course, this is also a rebuke for the people who were, you know, causing this limitation. This is kind of like an annoyance to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, causing him to reach to such an annoyance where he stays away from what he wants to do.
Okay.
It's a kind of, you know, the hardship of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi throughout his life.
So that's all the time we have. You're listening to Quran Quest. This is IRB English Radio. I'm Hadi Saravi. We're going to be back next session to talk about the next verses and next chapters. Don't forget to join us again next week on the program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Quran Quest, the program that answers your Quranic questions.